Placental Economics. Emerge from a slippery haze on the gnomic side of the lake. I'm dressed as a girl in pinafore and ruffled undies, pink plastic bird barrettes, rainbow bright knee socks. The mother I'd traversed slurps back into a bulb, festering and susurrant, forever refilling herself with her substance. I know I'm late, but not pregnant. After all, I'm only a girl, masquerading as my pretty pony, circling the drain poke of the world's cutest death goddess. How did I swash through that ass crack without claws? Why did my growl had to wither to death? I'm sporting my black Irish filly costume, trimmed with mother's perennial blossoms. Love and nothing coexist as a body, amorphous, as fetal relation. But gestational fusion is merely symbolic. Inner eye candy for Dad, on deer back in his wetsuit, who's always hoarding the hand of glory, sometimes disguised as a knife, splicing from one body an entirely second body. Were it not for him, we'd still be exchanging nectar with cave demons and licking the meat hedge that regulated our wingspans, as in personal space. Mr. Daddy Decider, a.k.a. Father Kronos, prehistorically ate the original little shits, obviously masked steak or by ketchup, fake blood, to prove that his sacred ninth hole was just as good as any tenth for expelling, and in much less time, the products of conception. That's why he's the maker of everything. What a cut-up! And while he's a handsomer devil in the portrait than his starry-eyed corpse of a son, he privately lacks the balls to grow his own stigmata, or to go loping along through the cosmos with blood in his pants. Or so the radiant sun is said to have squealed into the bosom of a virgin ewe before Pops chimed in with, "Tell it to the hand." High five! I'm performing a beast brothel, and I'm not going to freak when amnion starts to leak languidly from my pussy party while I crouch braying into the bloodbath of my mother's tender cavity. I surveil myself birthing a bird boy whose wings are exact replicas of each half of my vulva. Away he goes, pecking and flitting toward the royal, blistering, crimson hole of the sun.